Wolf and Jackal and the Barrel of Butter. Wolf and Jackal were walking down the road. It was a long road, and they'd been walking for a long time when they came upon a heavily laden wagon. It was groaning under the weight of an enormous pile of barrels. "You know, I've seen barrels like these before," said Jackal thoughtfully. "Those barrels are full of butter."
Butter," said Wolf dreamily, his mouth watering. "Oh, I'd love to get my hands on one of them."
"Well, there's no reason why we shouldn't, my old friend," said Jackal. "Here's what we'll do. You lie down in the road quite still, as though you're dead. Then, when the farmer loads your body onto the wagon and drives on, you quietly roll one of the barrels off the wagon. I'll hide in the long grass at the side of the road and keep an eye on things."
"Oh, good plan," said Wolf, and off he trotted.
Well, he didn't have to lie in the road very long before the farmer came to a halt in front of him.
Said the farmer, "I wonder if this wolf is really as dead as he seems to be."
And he raised his whip and gave the wolf a couple of heavy licks. But Wolf didn't so much as twitch.
"Yep," said the farmer, "he's done for all right. I'll load him on my wagon and I'll take him home, and later I'll skin him for his coat."
So the farmer threw Wolf onto the wagon on top of the barrels of butter and rode on. Wolf lay there for a while without moving, in case the farmer should happen to glance back over his shoulder. Then he slowly climbed to his feet.
"Eesh! Oh, the farmer knew how to use a whip. He could still feel the lash on his skin."
But the moment Wolf smelled the butter, he forgot all about his aches and pains. He quickly rolled a barrel off the back of the wagon and jumped after it. And like a flash, Jackal appeared from the long grass, ever so pleased with himself.
"Oh, yes, yes! We showed that farmer a thing or two, didn't we, Wolf?"
He laughed as he rolled the barrel into the long grass. "He'll never figure out what happened to his butter." "Oh.
Well, come on, let's open it," said Wolf. "I can't wait another moment."
"What? Eat it now?" cried Jackal in a shocked tone of voice. "We can't do that. If you eat fresh butter, you'll surely die. Everyone knows that. We must wait for it to get ripe." So they hid the barrel of butter in the long grass and made their way home. Well, a few days later, Wolf was sitting in the sun outside his front door, and he couldn't get that barrel of butter out of his mind. Well, just then, Jackal came strolling by.
"Oi, Jackal," called Wolf. "What do you think? Is that butter ripe yet?"
Well, Wolf, to tell you the truth, right now I have more important things on my mind than butter," said Jackal. "My wife has just had a baby, and I must take him to be baptized."
"Oh, and what are you going to call the little fellow?" asked Wolf politely.
"We're calling him A Good Start," answered Jackal. And he walked on with some difficulty, as his stomach was bulging uncomfortably, as stomachs do when one has been filling them with butter all morning. Wolf waited for a few days, but when he couldn't bear it any longer, he went to find Jackal.
"Come on, what about that butter, Jackal?" he demanded.
"Ah, Wolf, my old friend," said Jackal in a sad tone of voice. "You aren't going to believe it, but now there's another baby that I must take to be baptized."
"Oh, and what will his name be?"
asked Wolf with some interest, because he'd already laughed long and hard over the peculiar name of Jackal's first child.
We're calling him First Hoop," said Jackal, who that very morning had eaten so much butter that the level had sunk down to the first hoop around the barrel. And so it went, week after week. Wolf kept asking the same question, but Jackal was forever baptizing children. Second hoop, third hoop, fourth hoop, one after the other. Eventually, Wolf was at his wit's end. He didn't want to think, because all he could think of was butter. He didn't want to sleep, because all he would dream of was butter.
"Don't you worry, Wolf, my old pal," said Jackal unexpectedly one day. "Tomorrow we will go and get that butter. This morning, I baptized my very last child."
"That would be seventh hoop, I suppose,"
said Wolf with a little edge to his voice. The names of Jackal's children had long since stopped striking him as amusing.
"Oh, no," said Jackal. "No, his name is Bottom of the Barrel."
The next morning, Jackal arrived just as he'd promised,
and they made their way to the hidden barrel of butter.
"I tell you, Wolf, old buddy, that butter is going to taste mighty good right now," said Jackal.
"Oh, yes," said Wolf, and he began to walk a little faster.
"Oh, it'll be just about as ripe and ready as butter can be," said Jackal.
"Yes, yes," said Wolf, as he began to run towards the butter barrel.
"Oh, I can already feel it melting in my mouth," said Jackal.
But Wolf couldn't even answer. His mouth was watering too much. Well, they arrived at the barrel and opened it up. And it was empty.
"No," gasped Jackal. "No," gasped Wolf. "It was you," said Jackal.
"It was you," said Wolf. Brouhaha and hullabaloo. Soon the words and the fur were flying. "I'll slap you around the muzzle. I'll pull your ears off." Now Wolf was ready to give Jackal a left hook with his fist, but Jackal quickly took a pace backwards.
Wait, Brother Wolf," he said quickly.
Wolf was much bigger and stronger than Jackal, and if it came to a scrap, Jackal had no doubt it would come off worse.
"Wait," he said again. "We're going to stand here and beat each other black and blue for nothing. Let's rather find out who the culprit is."
"It's you," said Wolf.
"And I think it's you," said Jackal piously. "Why don't we go and lie over there in the sun and we'll see from whose mouth the melted butter drips out. Then we'll know for sure which of us is the guilty party.
And that one will get a good and thorough hiding," said Wolf,
quite certain who that one would be.
"Quite right," said Jackal.
They lay down in the sun. Before long, Wolf was fast asleep and snoring. Quietly, Jackal climbed to his feet, scraped the last of the butter from the bottom of the barrel, and smeared it on Wolf's muzzle. And then he lay down again and went to sleep. Later, they woke up and stretched pleasantly.
"Oh, my mouth is clean," noted Jackal with some satisfaction. "There's butter all over mine," exclaimed Wolf in dismay.
"Well, then I think we know what we have to do," said Jackal, breaking a nice whippy branch off a tree.
"Oh, I must have walked here in my sleep and eaten the butter," said Wolf in a dismal tone of voice as he meekly prepared for his hiding, "because I can't remember a thing about it."
But Jackal didn't say anything. He was too busy warming up his arm to give Wolf a good and thorough hiding.